This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Many in North Texas wake up every day uncertain of when they'll get their next meal. On Friday, local, state, and national experts met to find solutions to hunger and food insecurity at the 5th annual Dallas Hunger Summit. They agree those solutions have to start from the bottom. About 500,000 people in Dallas County lack access to reliable food sources. 200,000 of them are children. While the numbers are staggering, the consensus of the Hunger Summit was that change is possible.
We have the resources in Texas. We have the resources in Dallas. What we need to have is the political will.
Audrey Rowe is the administrator of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service. She was the summit's keynote speaker. She pointed out several efforts that could make a big difference in reducing hunger across the state. That includes getting more meals to low-income students during the summer and getting parents more money to spend on food when kids aren't in school. Other suggestions? More coupons for healthier foods and more grocery stores in underserved communities like South Dallas. Rose said those solutions need to grow from local roots.
An individual who lives in a neighborhood knows exactly what their challenges are, and they also have some solutions in mind. We need to engage those solutions and try things and be more creative and innovative and be willing to lean forward and take new initiatives and see what works and what doesn't work.
Dallas has its challenges. Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Eric Wilson said those include lack of public transportation, affordable housing, and decreasing incomes. Wilson said hunger isn't just about having food.
We can produce more food, but that doesn't resolve the problem. Resolving the problem is if a person can make a higher wage, guess what? We've eliminated the problem altogether. So it's not just one thing, but a systematic approach of several different things going at the same time. And I think that's what we're working towards now.
Summit panelists stress the importance of local networks, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, hospitals, and school districts. Keynote speaker Audrey Rowe's challenge to the summit, end hunger by 2020. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.